Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. Thank you to all of you who have done that this week. And those of you who have been subscribing to our letter for all these years, we appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me speak of an organization called the NFIB. You know Bill Dunkelberg, you know a number of the people at the NFIB. You know that I've been a member of the NFIB now for close to 15 years now. And you've also met our guest who's going to be with us for a little while this first half hour. His name is Mr. Jack Ferris. He's the president of the NFIB. And he's got a big soiree going on this week, and I've asked him to join us a little bit and talk about that. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great. Always good to be on.
It's good to have you back, Jack, as always, and congratulations on the upcoming summit. I was there 2 years ago, and we had a great time, and I'm looking forward to having another great time this week.
Oh, great. We've got a great lineup of people who are speaking, but also a great lineup of people who are coming that are small business leaders from all around the country.
Yeah, I've forgotten, what was it, about 1,000 last time? I don't remember.
Yeah, we have, it's right at about 1,000 come, and we limit the number that come because we feel that the hotel that we're in and the conversation people can have with each other, we don't want it any larger.
Right. And you mentioned speakers. You've got one pretty important speaker coming tomorrow, don't you?
Well, we do. We have we've got a pretty good lineup. We the Secretary of Commerce, the Secretary of the Treasury, mm-hmm. the Secretary of Labor, the Administrator of SBA, Speaker of the House, and then
that other guy.
We have the President of the United States coming this afternoon. tomorrow afternoon. So we're excited that the President's going to come address our group.
Well, I've heard him speak to small business owners before. I know you have too, Jack. But not many Americans get to hear him do that. If you think about it. You know, usually when Mr. Bush is speaking, he's talking about national security and the economy and things like that. And he does take opportunities to mention small businesses and free enterprise and things like that. But I've heard him speak specifically on small business issues to a room full of small business owners. And I'll tell you, I think that's when he's at his best.
Well, he knows and understands our issues. We worked with him when he was governor of Texas, and our staff works closely with the White House staff in setting up these meetings. Two-thirds of the time that he leaves Washington to go somewhere in America, he goes to a small business and speaks at a small business place. We've not had a president before that had his staff and his cabinet as involved with us as this president. Ronald Reagan was the first president that really talked about free enterprise all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this president is really engaged and knows and understands who we are and what we're about. So that's why we're especially pleased that with all the other things he's got going on that he would come speak to our group. So we're kind of excited about that.
Well, and there are a lot of other things going on this week, beginning tonight at the kickoff. Registration starts later today, and then you've got a couple of things going on today, and then the kickoff dinner tonight, and then but you've got a lot of different breakout sessions during the next.
Well, the breakout sessions are some of the best things that have to do with the political, dealing with the media. A lot of things that our small business activists around the country are interested in, but I'm looking very much forward to Friday when we're going to have the top radio talk show people in America, including yours truly. We're looking forward to having you there with four of your compadres from around the country.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. That our members really like that interchange that you guys have. That's with each other.
Well, you guys invited questions. You invited me two years ago to do it at your previous summit, and it was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Michael Harrison's going to be the moderator. He always does a good job.
Yes. Yeah. Well, part of what we try to do when our small business leadership people come in, it's really hard for them to leave their business, not just spend the money to come, but to take time away from the business. So we want to make sure that we have as much in there as possible, and we listen to them and what they want to hear about and talk about. But we also have times where we can meet with people like head of OSHA and EPA, mm-hmm. IRS, to talk about the real problems that are on Main Street to deal with the agencies of the government. And people seem to like those breakouts as well.
Well, here's an example of some of them on the agenda, folks. And by the way, you can go to NFIB.com and click on there's a big link there in the middle. You can click on that and see this agenda. But understanding the health care, the new health care laws, the important tax changes, employment law, being prepared in the case of an emergency, there's a breakout on that, and how to preserve your company, keep it or sell it or pass it on. Here's another one on healthcare. There's a business insurance session. Just a lot of different programs that you guys offer, Jack. And I really appreciate you guys making this kind of information and these resources available in this summit. This is very important stuff. And I'll tell you something else, Jack. You and I don't ever need to minimize or gloss over what a big deal it is for a lot of folks to come to Washington, D.C. I personally still love to come to our nation's capital.
Well, I tell you, and I've been president for 12 years, and therefore I've been in and out of Washington a lot. My office is here. So I've never ceased to be impressed and humbled by what this country has become, 200 years plus, and to know and understand that with all our difficulties and our trials and problems, we're the best in the world.
Yeah.
When we say the home of the free and the brave, well, it's the freedom that we have. It's so incredibly important. Now, the brave, that has to do with people that start their own business.
That's right.
You've got to be pretty brave to do that. And you've got to want that freedom yourself to be able to call the shots yourself and put in the long hours. But to have that freedom, that's very important. And we'll talk about that this week, too.
Absolutely. Jack Ferris, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, when we come back, let's talk about some of the things that the NFIB is doing with regard to public policy on behalf of small business, not only in Washington, but in all 50 states. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Jack Ferris. He's the president of the NFIB. Don't forget, that's NFIB.com. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jack Ferris. Ladies and gentlemen, 7 years ago, when I was thinking about doing the show, I was doing the research on launching this show in 1997, I picked up the phone and I called one person first. I wanted to talk to him first, and his name is Jack Ferris, and the guy who's our guest this half hour, president of the NFIB. And I had met him before, but he didn't really know me. Maybe he knew I was a member, maybe not, but he was a busy guy. He still is a busy guy. But I called him up, and about a day later, after he got the message, he called me back, and we talked about it. And, Jack, I want you to know that was an important thing that you did for me, and I appreciate it.
Oh, Jim, thank you. I think your willingness to carry the message of small business and do it all the time and do it consistently is so important in America for people, not just small business owners and their families and employees, but those who someday want to own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have you really have some interesting guests. You bring out good information, and the passion you have for the small business owner comes through. And we need more of that. So I just congratulate you for the years that you have been on the air so far, and the focus that you continue to have on small business.
Thanks,
you
Jack.
You are indeed the small business advocate, and we really appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Jack, let's talk about some of the things that your guys are working on, your folks are working on with regard to small business public policy. What's the big issue right now that's hot, not just on everybody's mind, but something that maybe is momentous in Congress right now?
Well, you know, we do this problems and priorities survey, and it's probably the best information source on small business on what's really on their mind. The top priority of the 75 listed, the top priority, again, is the cost and availability of health care insurance. The whole health insurance business is so convoluted right now that small business is left out of the equation. So what we're doing about that, because it's number one issue, is we've helped for the last 5 years, we've been working on a bill that we now have had passed in the House seven times.
In the House?
In the House. We've had the president communicate about it, even make it an applause line in his State of the Union address, and that is we need small business health plans.
Right.
Called AHPs here, Association Health Plans, yeah. But it's for small business. They're small business health plans. It basically is this. Every employee of every small business that's a member of NFIB or a member of any other organization of our type.
Chamber of Commerce or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. The Restaurant Association, the Associated Builders and Contractors, they can aggregate nationally under one insurance plan and program that tremendously lowers cost and makes available a much wider range of policies.
The benefit to human beings and to the marketplace would be enormous.
Well, the reason we can't do this now is because we have to be under this. Every individual 50 states have their own mandates on what has to be in a health care policy. And there's 2,203, if you add them all up, all individual mandates. All the mandates are well-meaning. The problem is you end up with something that's so costly that you can't offer it. So what we want to do is be like big business and the labor unions and the government, and that is be under ERISA.
Right.
Under a federal plan that says we can be the same. So if somebody is in a repair shop in Dothan, Alabama, repairing a Chevy pickup truck, they all have the same access to health care insurance that somebody who works on the assembly line in Detroit.
Right.
That's all we're asking for. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost $1 of tax dollars.
Where are we stuck? Is his name Kennedy?
Stuck in the Senate. And that's the reason we have a national petition drive to petition the United States Senate to give us relief on Main Street. Just give us a chance. If the people like Blue Cross Blue Shield, who are really don't want this because they're dominant in the market, they've gotten so much misinformation out there that people are confused. We have some senators that are friends of ours that are very confused about all this. So we are trying to turn up the heat a little bit.
So what do we need to do?
Well, NFIB.com, you go there, you can find where our petition drive is, or NFIB.com/petition.
And do we have to be a member of NFIB to do that?
No.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, anybody can go there. If you want to be able to join a larger healthcare group, like being a member of the NFIB or your Chamber of Commerce or your industry's national trade group or whatever. If you'd like to have that, go to NFIB.com and sign that petition.
Yeah, our goal here is not, we have no interest in being in the insurance business. We're in the public policy business. But the number one public policy issue is healthcare, and this is the way that we can provide a lower cost healthcare package. So our concern is not having people get a policy through NFIB. In fact, I'm going to be announcing tomorrow, and I'll go ahead and announce it on your show. We've now signed a partnership with AIG, which
Great.
Is the world's largest insurance
mm-hmm.
carrier. We're working with them. I've talked with the chairman of the board. We're going to have an insurance policy ready to go with small business health plans passed in the Senate. Petition the Senate. Let them hear from you.
Thank you, Jack.
Glad to hear from you.
Good job today. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you in a few hours.
Yes, sir. And we'll have a great time at the Small Business Summit.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Jack. NFIB, ladies and gentlemen.
God
Don't
bless.
Forget to check it out. Jack Ferris, I'll see him later. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. It's 29 after. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.